Welcome to another episode of the Pastor's Inbox on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. This conversation that we're taking up in this episode is somewhat of a follow-up to our last episode that we recorded, so we would encourage you to go back if you would like to and listen to last week's episode where we discussed the value of planned giving or the value of budgeted giving. In this conversation, we're going to shift directions a little bit and provide some examples of budgeted giving. That's the title of this episode, Examples of Budgeted Giving. So my two questions that are related for you brothers are as follows. Are there certain people or ministries your church budgeted or your church budgets designated support for? And how does budgeting for giving promote the support for these ministries?
Our church budget definitely designates specific support for certain people or ministries. We, of course, include pastoral compensation for fully or partially supported elders. We have clear scriptural warrant and command to do this in passages like 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and other places in Scripture also. I won't quote all those passages. I'm hopeful that many of our listeners are already familiar with them. If not, please go and look them up. But we do support our elders, and that is included in our church's budget, maybe either fully or partially, or non-supported elders, but we designate also a certain percentage of our budget for missions, whether home or foreign missions. So that's the second thing I would mention as having a specific line or designation in our church's budget. We certainly believe that's in keeping with the Savior's great commission to make disciples of all the nations. So we give a larger portion of our budget to our own missionary who is sent out under our authority as a church. But we also contribute monthly support to several other missionaries whom we have researched, whom we have confidence that they are seeking to evangelize and plant churches according to the commands of the Word of God. We, of course, as many of you know, house Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary at our church, and therefore certainly a good portion of our missions budget is goes towards that seminary, which is training ministers to be pastors and preachers of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. A third item that we budget for, our budget includes a general benevolence fund for needs that may arise among members of our congregation, first and foremost, but also we use that fund sometimes to help others who are outside of our church who are in need. And of course, we have funds designated for other functions like church cleaners, things of that nature. So that would be four things that I would mention that we designate in our budget. I'm sure there are probably some more, but I don't have the budget in front of me right now. I'm not sure I understand exactly what the second question is getting at. So if I get this wrong, Brother Austin, you can clarify, or Brother Lee, you can help me with it. But the question, how does budgeting for giving promote support for these ministries? The way I would answer that question is that if the church leaders consider some person or ministry important enough to include it in the budget, then that fact in itself should promote the ministry in the sight of the congregation. Our congregation will know how important it is that a church support its pastors when they see that in our budget. They'll know how important it is to pray for and support missions when they see that we have made it an important part of our budget. So the fact that something is included in the budget should certainly put that funded ministry on the members' radar, showing the need for support, not only with their money, but also with prayer and any other means of promoting that specific ministry. The church must be good stewards of the money which God has given for his work. And the observant member of the church who votes, I'm getting ahead to another episode in the future, but the observant member who votes to approve that budget should certainly see the need to promote that ministry which the church is funding. Now, I'm not sure, as I said, that I have answered that second question in the way in which it was intended. You brothers can help me out on that. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Brother Lee.
Well, I think that you did answer it in the way it was intended. And in fact, I would just say an amen to much that you said there by way of what's included in our church budget. I guess when I first looked at the question, I was thinking in particular of different ministries or missions or missionaries, that their place in the budget of the church. Now, it's a given, obviously, for pastoral support as well as the general run of things at the church and opportunities for benevolence and the like. But as to designated giving with regard to certain ministries or missionaries, well, obviously we do that. And I'll use this as the opportunity to plug Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. They have their church partnership. And so for, I think the amount now is $250 a month. That is a something worth including in a budget, designating that much. It comes with benefit to the church by way of any CBTS students are tuition free, but then that also means all church members have access to all of the classes that are there online to audit those. Again, I'll put that in there. That's a good thing to include, and I'm happy to say that that is included in our church budget. Now, at present, we do not have any missionaries designated for monthly support, though that's not to say it would be wrong to do so. And as the second part of the question has it, and that is a good way for connecting church members with specific missionaries and specific ministries, like Joe, you mentioned the missionary that you folks have sent out. Well, obviously, your people, they've got flesh in that game, but they know this man and they're praying regularly and they see and they're giving that this is what we're doing. And even with others who are not sent out, say from a particular church, but a church is involved in giving them designated gifts. Well, the people are going to have a better knowledge about those missionaries, more of an experiential involvement, hopefully more mindful so as to pray in particular for those missions. And even more so because I know it's the practice of many churches that regularly on the Lord's Day and in their prayer meeting, they're praying for these that they are giving material support to in particular. And I would also say another factor for budgeting is it's important for missionaries or for these ministries to know what they can count on because they have their budget as well that they're working with. And so some kind of regular giving from a church or from individuals, but certainly from a church, well, that is an aid to them in projecting what they can do. But now, I hope I've put that all in a positive light because I want to follow with a couple of caveats that I think might be in order. The first is this. Care must be taken to not so stretch a budget or so tie down a church budget that there's no room for giving to other needs. You know, like one-time needs for other missionaries or certain crises that are going on across the planet. I'm sorry, we can't do anything there. We're too stretched. The other caveat would be this, that care must be taken not only to pray for, to be concerned about those missionaries that are materially supported. You know, well, this is our missionary, you know, our missionaries, our list of guys. When there's not that much concern about others, quite content with what we've got. We don't need to. No, it's good to cultivate an interest in and to identify with like-minded missionaries and ministries more broadly. And I think I'm safe in saying this is the practice of our churches, our circle of churches. I know this is really, it's not just praying for those guys that they're supporting. It's important for God's people to see the bigger picture of God's work and Christ's kingdom, and therefore to pray for more than just the few that we happen to know and have more experiential involvement with. Yeah. So there's a couple of caveats, but as a whole, the positive side, I hope, is what comes out from what you have said, Joe, as well as my few comments as well.
Hmm. Any final thoughts, Pastor Joe?
No.
All right. Well,
do you have any?
I do not. I'm thankful to listen to your answers as you give examples of budgeted giving. I think that this could be really useful, especially in light of the last conversation that we had to talk about when we talked about the value of planned giving. And now we've seen some examples of that set in motion in the particular budgets that your churches have. So thank you, brothers, for this conversation on examples of budgeted giving. We'll encourage you to listen to the episode that we'll release 1 week from now, when we'll just talk about church budgeting in general. So we thank you for listening to this conversation. If you have any questions related to budgeted giving, budgets, or the value of giving, or any other questions that you could think of, feel free to submit them to pastorsinbox@cbtseminary.org. Until next time, we wish you grace and peace. God bless.